All right, let's all read out loud together. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
好，我们用中文来读第二十二节到二十四节。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Okay, we do have some identity problem. So I'm going to ask all the brothers, if you know you are men, all right, read out loud with me from verse 25 to 28. And we want to show the ladies we know the gender we are, right? That's all read out loud if you do read English, right?
好，所以弟兄们从二十五节跟着啊，就弟兄从二十五节读到二十八节。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkles or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself.
好，我们请用中文来读。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水接着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
And brothers, let's continue to read from 29 to 31. Let's all read together. After all, no one ever hates their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
二十九节到三十一节，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人二人成为一体。
Do we have Chinese speaking men here? Okay. And at the end, that's all read together from verse 32 to 33. If you do know English, let's read with me together and later on and follow my translator. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
好，我们一起来读三十二到三十三节，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Actually, every one of us, we want to be loved and respected.
我想每一个人都希望得到爱，也希望得到尊重。
And we long for there are other people who would submit to our idea.
我们也很希望别人都能够顺服我们自己的意思。
And according to the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has led many authors to remind all the Christians, yes, indeed, we do need to love one another and submit to one another.
好了，根据新约的圣经，圣灵引导了许多的作者，他不断地提醒我们基督徒，我们不但要有彼此相爱，我们也需要有彼此的顺服。
Because these two are a fundamental principles how Christians should live together as a family and in the Lord.
因为这两项话可以说是我们基督徒生活的一个基本的原则，特别是在一个教会的生活当中。
However, when the author of the New Testament, when they began to laser in and focus the attention to family lives, they start to have a different emphasis.
但是当新约的作者特别是提到夫妻关系的时候，他们的笔锋开始转变了。
And they laser in to husband and wife and give them individually a different emphasis about how a relationship should be in their own role.
他们对于这个妻子或者对丈夫都有一个非常特别的一个强调，关于他们在夫妻生活中他们应该扮演一个什么样的角色。
That is one, wives must respect and submit to their husbands.
那这个角色对妻子来说就是要顺服尊重她的丈夫。
And husbands must love to a point willing to dieAnd sacrifice everything for their wife.
那做丈夫的要爱他的妻子到一个地步，愿意为了妻子的缘故献出自己的一切。
When we just focus on these two teachings, these two independent roles.
那我们来仔细的看看这，当我们单单看这两个教导的时候。
To be honest, this is very hard to swallow, don't you think?
他在教导这两个妻子和丈夫他们的。扮演的角色，这样的教导对我们来说其实是非常难以理解。
Are you talking about wives? They don't need to be respected?
难道是说做妻子的就不需要得到尊重吗？
Are you talking about wives? They don't need their husband to submit their own ideas? And their own visions?
难道是说如果妻子有她有意向的话，做丈夫的就不应该有顺服吗？
Are you talking about husbands? They don't need to be loved? To have someone to really love them sacrificially?
难道是说丈夫就不需要从妻子那边来的奉献的爱吗？
And why the husband not only need to love their wives, but also to a point that need to even die and sacrifice for their life?
那为什么做丈夫的要爱妻子爱到一个地步，要愿意能够连自己的生命都要和献上？
Are the wives worthy for husband's life?They even need to die and willing to sacrifice their life for their wife?
这做妻子他们的生命真的值得做丈夫的把自己的生命献上吗？
Of course, regarding to this teaching about husbands must love their wives, there are some reasons to back this teaching up.
我想我们最前提到的做丈夫的要爱妻子，这其实是有原因的，在后面有充足的理由。
Because according to scripture right here, it's talking about when you love your wives, you are actually love yourself, because your wife is part of you, and therefore love your wife, you are actually loving yourself.
因为根据圣经我们刚才也看到，爱妻子便是爱自己，因为妻子就是自己的一部分，当你爱妻子的话，也就是爱自己。
And therefore, there are some incentive and benefit of loving wives.
所以当你爱你妻子的时候，其实对你来说是有好处的。
However, when we talk about that wives must submit and respect to husbands, it comes to some difficult part.
但是当我们讲到说做妻子的要顺服做丈夫的，这个好像就有点说不过去。
Could you give me a reason why wives must respect and submit to their husband? I couldn't find out any reason from the Bible.
你能不能跟我讲一讲，在圣经当中有没有这样的一个理由，让我们说为什么做妻子的要顺服，要尊重做丈夫的？
Especially Paul and Peter, when they wrote their letters, later on become the New Testament, it didn't say, wives, submit to your husband, and later on, your marriage will be happy, you will have a wonderful, enjoyable marriage, and you are going to cultivate and raise beautiful and healthy children.
特别是不论是保罗也好，还是彼得也好，当他们说做妻子要顺服丈夫的时候，他们并没有说如此这样的话，你以后的婚姻生活就会一定美满，你以后你的小孩子成长就会更加的健康快乐。
I don't see any incentives for wives to submit to their husband, and it will be beneficial to their own and the family. I don't see it.
所以在圣经当中，好像我看不到，如果妻子要来顺服丈夫的话，对这妻子有任何的好处。
And not only that, these two teachings are independent to each other. They are not. They are not cause and effect to one another.
而且我们刚才讲的这两个教导是相对独立的，并不是一个是因，另外一个是果。
It doesn't mean when wives submit to your husband, then your husband will love you.
而且从来没有说做妻子的要去先啊顺服你的丈夫，这样你的丈夫就会爱你。
It never talk about husband, when you sacrificially love your wife, and eventually your wife will submit to you.
啊，他也没有说啊，做丈夫的要去先对妻子有奉献的爱，这样的话呢，你的妻子才会来顺服你。
And Peter even used an example, an Old Testament character, Sarah, to indicate that wives, you should respect and submit to your husband.
啊，那彼得的话也用撒拉这样的一个例子，一个旧约的人物撒拉。来看她是怎么样顺服她的丈夫。
In First Peter chapter 3, Peter wrote, "Submit yourself to your own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her Lord."
啊，就像啊，彼得前书第三章啊，彼得用撒拉作为顺服的榜样，他说，妻子要顺服，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。
If you remember what type of husband Abraham was, then you will find out this is quite difficult to swallow.
如果你记得亚伯拉罕是怎样的一个丈夫的话，你会发现撒拉所做的这一切其实真的是很难让人咽下。
Husband, Abraham as a husband, when he was traveling with his wife, he encountered some difficult situation, and he was afraid he would be killed because he is having a beautiful wife. When he faced dangers to outsiders.
当时当亚伯拉罕和他的妻子撒拉在外旅行的时候，他们遇到了一个很急迫的一个境况。当时亚伯拉罕非常担心自己会因为他妻子，他长得漂亮的妻子的缘故而招来杀身之祸。
To cover up their true relationship, he used another subtle relationship to represent them, their relationship to the outsider. He said, "Sarah is my sister."
所以亚伯拉罕为了免除这个杀身之祸的话呢，他便谎称撒拉只是他的妹妹而已。
This is just a pure cover up to save himself.
这就是看到亚伯拉罕就是为了他自己的缘故，他撒这样两谎。
Not only he has done this once, this embarrassing nonsense has been done twice in their married life.
而且他这样的事情不但只是发生过一次，他这样的丑事的话，在他婚姻当中其实发生过两次。
If I were Sarah, even if I try to forcefully maintain this marriage relationship, I could really respect my husband anymore.
如果我是莎拉的话，即使是我要努力的去保持这样的维持这样的婚姻关系的话，我也很难再尊敬顺服亚伯拉罕。
He is a good for nothing as a husband.
这样的一个丈夫好像真的实在是没有什么好。
In today's society, I believe the wives will definitely divorce this type of husband.
我想在如果现今的社会的话，这样的一个丈夫的话，妻子肯定会跟他离婚的。
And yet, through the account of Abraham, we realize Sarah is a type of wife who is willing to submit to her husband in many areas in their life.
但是我们看到，其实撒拉却一再的顺服，在很多的地方、很多的方面，一再的顺服亚伯拉罕。
No matter the deal, the attitude Abraham holds to his own nephew Lot.
也可能是在比如说亚伯拉罕对他的侄儿罗德的这个态度上。
And whether the family should move or stay or go to different places.
或者是在关于家庭的一些动向方面。
Or regarding to how the family should divide up the property for their descendants.
或者是关于他们家的财产该怎么分配的这些重大的事情上。
She always submit herself to Abraham with a gentle and quiet spirit.
我们看到撒拉都一直安静的顺服顺从亚伯拉罕。
She gave unconditional respect and submission to Abraham in almost all the areas of their married life.
可以说在他们的婚姻生活当中，几乎在他们婚姻生活的每一个层面，他对亚伯拉罕的顺服都是一个没条件的顺服。
Now the question is,Why should otherwise follow her as she is the example to all the wives here?
但是现在的问题是为什么我们在座的所有的姐妹或者做妻子的都要像撒拉这样的你去顺服他们的丈夫？
Today we have so many wise and smart wives in the presence of worship today.
其实我们知道今天在我们当中有非常多的非常聪明的妻子。
And I know there are so many independent women who are able to make decisions much better than men, or wives, they can make a much better decision there than their husbands.
我们也知道在座的很多姐妹或做妻子的，她们可以做很多很聪明的决定，比她们的丈夫还要做更好的决定。
Why follow Sarah?
但是呢，为什么我们做妻子的还要学习撒拉的榜样呢？
And according to the statistics, that since 1970, America's enrollment in higher education has a very interesting trend.
这根据统计啊，在1970年以后啊，美国的这个大学生的这个入学的方面。有一个 很有趣的一个统计的数字。
So it has been more than 40 years, the colleges receive more female students than male students.
就在1970年以后，也就到现在大概40年左右的时间， 女孩子上大学的比例已经是超过了男生。
And even as today, in the private college institution, girls' enrollment as strong as 60% versus boys.40%.
这样如今在私立大学这个学生的入学率的话，像女生差不多大概在60%左右，而男生却只有40%。
So the question is, why the highly educated women should listen to the lowly educated men in average in their married life?
所以现在问题是，为什么平均的受这个更高等教育的这个妻子，为什么要去顺服相对来说受教育更少的丈夫？
To you, I must confess, it doesn't make us any sense at all.
其实我向你承认，就是让我看的话，听起来也没有什么太多道理。
However, Peter raised a very strong reason to back this up.
但是我们看到彼得他却给了一个非常有力的一个理由。
He talked about when a wife has a gentle and quiet spirit to her husband.
他也说，他说如果妻子对丈夫有一个安静顺服的态度，
It motivated me to constantly want to improve and transform my own marriage.
他激发了我，让我有这样的愿意去不断的改进我的婚姻的关系。
In the past, so many people who came from China and arrived to the local place, they oftentimes they ask me a question.
以前可能会有些从国内来的一些人，他们来到当地的教会以后，就会问我一些问题。
They ask me.How does your church operate?
他会问说，你们教会的运作是怎么样的？
And how do you manage your resource? And who is behind your church?
你是如何去管理运用教会的资源？你的背后有更大的组织吗？
And you know, I was kind of silly, and I say, oh, sure. Then I put out our church bylaws, and I want to show the person one line at a time.
那时候我真是傻傻的，我就会搬出教会的一些会章来跟他一一的解释。
And the person just two sentences over, he said, "Oh, it's too complicated. I really don't know what you're talking about."
但是当我在解了一两条以后，解释一两条以后，那人就会觉得说这个实在是太复杂了。
You know what Paul is saying here?
你知道保罗所告诉我们的是什么吗
？He's talking about a normal Christian marriage itself can explain the relationship.Of the Christ and His Church.
他告诉我们的说，一个正常的基督徒的婚姻的生活本身就能够反映基督和教会之间的关系。
When a Christian husband is willing to sacrifice his life for his wife unconditionally,
当一位基督徒的丈夫对他的妻子有无条件的牺牲的爱的时候
，people can understand how Jesus has sacrificed for His Church already.
世人就能够明白主耶稣基督是怎样为了他的教会来牺牲。
I realize Christian marriage itself is and supposed to be a means of gospel.
所以我就发现基督徒夫妻的关系其实本身就是一个传福音的一个管道。
And Christian, and especially church leaders.
对一个基督徒来说，特别是教会的领袖。
If we want to understand how Christ being mindful for his church and how he cares for his church, how he loves for his church,
如果我们想知道了解基督是如何关爱他的教会，如何爱他的教会的话，
and the church, how a church should respond to his love,
教会又该如何去响应基督耶稣的爱的话，
We must understand and taste and work on our own marriages first.
那我们就需要非常认真的去对待我们自己的婚姻的关系。
Is there something sweet in our marriage?
我们的婚姻当中是不是有甜美的一部分？
Is there some difficulties, some struggles, some conflict?
是不是有难处，有挣扎，有冲突？
Have we truly to analyze, try to understand, and try to be transformed, and try to submit to one another?
我们有没有去分析这些冲突，分析这些困难，去转变自己，改变自己，来互相彼此的顺服。
Dear brothers, do you want to know Christ? Do you want to know Jesus in a personal way?
在座的弟兄们，你们有想不想要真正的认识主耶稣基督？
Do you want to feel the heartbeat of Christ as how he has been mindful for his church?
你是不是想真心的知道基督对教会的心意是如何？
Do you know how much patience he holds for his church?
你是不是想知道基督对他的教会有多大的耐心？
Then love your wife sacrificially.
如果想要知道这一切的话，那你就要对你太太有无条件的爱。
For this is how Christ lovedHis wife, that is the church.
因为这就是教会，这就是基督如何爱教会。
When you learn how to love your wife, how to edify your wife, how to complete and fulfill her, then you can gradually understand the heart of Christ.
所以当你学习如何爱你太太，如何造就你太太，成全你太太的时候，你就渐渐的了解基督为教会所付出的一切。
The scripture says, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord.
经文说你们做妻子的要当顺服自己的丈夫。
And you're also talking about wives must respect her husband.
也说了做丈夫，做妻子的要来尊敬你的丈夫。
Actually, submission is a form of respect.
其实我们知道顺服就是尊敬的一种表现。
And the scripture asks all the sisters to submit and respect our husband. And to submit to our husband, the main reason and motivation and the main cause is to respect them.
我们知道这里圣经教导我们说做妻子的要顺服丈夫，那我们这顺服丈夫的一个主要的目的就是要来尊敬他。
Please don't submit to your husband just for the sake of submission.
不要只是为了顺服而顺服。
If you do so, both you and your husbandwill suffer great pain.
如果你是这样做的话，那我想你不论是你和你的丈夫都会有很大的痛苦。
Perhaps your husband do have many areas that's worthy of your respect.
也许你的丈夫有很多地方的确是配得你的尊敬。
However, I believe there are many areas they don't deserve your respect at all.
但是我也非常肯定的说，做丈夫的可能有很多地方完全不值得你的去尊敬。
And in many areas, you don't feel his love, his tenderness, his caring at all. Sometimes he is so indifferent to you.
很多时候也许你根本也感受不到你丈夫对你的爱。
And how could you respect such a person?
在这样的情况下你还怎么样能够去尊重他呢？
And please remember what Paul said. Paul said the husband is the head of the wife.
但是你要记住保罗这样说，丈夫是妻子的头。
And who made that appointment?
是谁指派的呢？
Who made that assignment?
是谁指派丈夫成为妻子的头呢？
Who assigned that man to be wife's head? Who did that?
是谁做了这样的指派？
Who did that? Isn't God did that? Didn't God do it?
难道不是神所做的吗？
It is God who appoints a man to be the head of you.
是神指派了丈夫成为做妻子的头。
You respect and submit to him because you have a reference for Christ.
你如果顺服你的丈夫的话，其实实际上就是顺服背后那位神。
It is Christ who plays this man in your life as your head.
是神把你的丈夫放在你的身边。把你放在你生命当中成为你的头。
And you may claim my husband has a ridiculous IQ.
也许你会说，你的丈夫实在是非常的愚笨。
He just make foolish mistake one and another.
这是做了很多很愚蠢的决定。
However, only if he has made some decision that's totally contrary to the moral of the scripture.
但是除非 做丈夫的时候做的一些决定是违背了圣经的道德。
Please don't declare war with your husband.
如果不是这样的话，请你不要去和他拼个你死我活。
There's an old Chinese saying like this.
我们知道我们中国人有句俗语。
Know the owner before you want to kick a dog.
你要打狗的话也要看主人。
It just carried the same meaning as love me, love my dog.
这也是我们所另外所讲的一句成语，就是爱屋及乌，同样的意义。
If you want to love God, love his appointment.
所以如果你要爱神的话，那就爱神所指派的人。
And this is man how God has appointed for you.
这你的丈夫就是神为你所指派的。
When you submit to this man, you are actually submitting to God.
所以当你来顺服你丈夫的时候，也就是你来顺服神。
Head represent cover, protection, and representation.
我们知道头在这个地方代表的意义有遮盖、有保护、有代表的意思。
Head is the glorious part of a person.
头也是一个人的荣耀的代表。
And scripture did not say, only if this husband can become your cover,your glory, your protection, and your glorious part, then you submit to him.
圣经其实并没有说，只有当一个丈夫能够成为做太太的荣耀、遮盖和保护代表以后，做太太的才去顺服他。
Because your submission carries the meaning of your reverence to the one who appoints the role of your husband.
因为你对你丈夫的顺服，也就表示也代表了你对神的顺服。
Your action glorifies the Lord.
你所做的一切，你的行为让神得到了荣耀。
When you submit, you have to yield. And sisters, we yield in love because you love your husband, because you have loved the Lord, and that's why you yield.
因为当你顺服你先生的时候，这个顺服是一种在爱里的让步。当你在爱里向你的先生、向你的丈夫让步的时候，也就表达你尊敬你的丈夫，也表达你对神的爱。
And sisters, let's be a good helper of our husbands. So we help them to make godly decision. We help them to make a family decision that will be pleasing to the Lord.
愿所有的姐妹们来帮助你们的丈夫。能够让他们在他们生活当中做讨神喜悦的决定。
And once the decision has been made, we submit to him.
当丈夫做出了最后的决定以后，做妻子的就当顺服。
And recently, my wife shared to me, she's talking to me, say she is on a training program.
最近我太太也对我说，她正在做一些操练。
And she says she is training herself to love the Lord.
她说她正在操练如何去顺服主、爱主。
And once I heard this, I was surprised.
当我听到这个时候，我觉得非常的吃惊。
Well, it sounds more spiritual than me.
我说这听起来比我还属灵很多。
Because I love to know how can I train myself to love the Lord. I wish to know all the tricks in the world so I can experience His presence, so I can know His love, so I can love Him.
我也想知道那些所有的那些如何属灵的这样的一些花样，我都想去尝试，我也很想经历神的同在。
You know what she said?
你知道他怎么样回答我吗？
She said, "The way I train myself is to submit to you."
他说我学习怎么样顺服主，我所做的就是学习怎么样去顺服你。
I was touched.
我真的非常感动。
I realized spiritual lesson and training is actually very, very simple and easy.
那个时候我就发现，其实属灵的功课也可以是这么样的简单。
It's the way how we deal our day in and day out life, the people we see.
也就是我们在日常生活当中，我们怎么样和我们周遭的人去一起的经历。
And yet it is so difficult.
但是它又可以是那么的困难。
Because she's the one who knows all the shortcomings of mine.
因为我的太太知道我所有的坏的毛病。
And she knows my bad temper.
她知道我的坏脾气。
She knows my slight retarded humor.
他知道我这不好的一些
无聊的幽默
不好的幽默。
And she understands all the dark point of dark side of mine.
他也知道我身上所有的一些不好的缺点。
And yet she set her mind to submit to me.
但是他还刻意定义要来顺服我。
For she wished to respect me.
因为她想要来尊敬我。
Because she respect that someone behind me.
因为她所尊敬的也是尊敬我后面的天上的天父。
That is spirituality.
这就是我们所说的属灵。
It is difficult to respect and submit to someone you know inside and out. I understand.
其实有时候真的是非常困难，要去顺服一个你非常了解的人。
But let me share some secrets to you, so all the sisters we can work together.
但是也是有些诀窍，好，那我秘诀我可以跟大家一起分享。
First, you have to lower yourself and see who is behind your marriage and your husband.
那第一的话就是要来看清自己，而我们要看重的是我们婚姻生活当中背后的那位主。
It is the Lord who's behind all this.
我们知道是有那位主在我们的一切生命当中。
In the family itself is an altar.
而且我们知道每一个人的家庭就是一个祭坛。
And when you place yourself on the altar, you are no longer yours, but the Lord's.
当你把你自己放在祭坛上以后，你就不再是属于你自己，而是属于主。
Secondly, you have purposely elevate the other party.
第二，你要试图去提高对方的地位。
And focus your eyesight and attention to the place which you know you do genuinely respect that person.
而且要真正的去专注他那些他值得你尊敬的一些地方。
And often time after I have done my daily devotion.
很多时候，当我每次读完圣经，而且默想祷告以后
，And after I have to re-examine myself.
我必须要来重新省察我自己。
I will turn to my wife say, "Oh, my wife, I'm a bad person."
那当我重新省察我自己的内心以后，我有时候会对我太太说，我真是一个坏人。
I'm filthy.
我真的是一个不清洁的人。
There are so many sins in me that's have been covered up pretty well.
在我的心里，在我的生命当中，有很多隐而未现的罪。
And my wife will reply, "No, you are a good man."
但是我妻子可能会马上就回答说，你是好人。
To me, you are a holy man, and I have married to a holy man.
在我看来，你是一个圣洁的人，我圣人，我嫁了一个圣人。
Dear brothers and sisters, I know I'm definitely a sinner, no doubt about it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我知道我绝对是一个罪人。
And my wife knows it full well.
我想我妻子，我太太也非常清楚这一点。
But she has convinced herself to elevate me before her.
但是她也愿意从打心眼里愿意来抬高我的地位。
How can I not to love her?
如此这样，我怎么能不爱她呢？
Certainly, you have to spend time to truly know your truly know and understand your husband.
那第三个，你要必须要花时间去好好的认识你的丈夫。
And understand in what circumstances he truly wants some respect from you.
你要了解他到底在什么样的情况当中，他特别需要你的尊敬和顺服。
Is it during driving?
是不是在你们开车的时候
？Is during a conversation before other friends？
是不是在你朋友面前的时候
？Is it how you decide your own time, your job, your money？
是不是在你对你的工作、你的时间在金钱方面做些决定的时候
？Or regarding to raising children？
是不是在关于如何教养小孩的时候
？You have to understand the areas your husband is sensitive of。
你必须要能够清楚在哪些场合、情况当中。你的丈夫是非常的敏感。
And we husband must understand.
我们做丈夫的也必须要知道。
Why in the world, why another person should submit to you, meanwhile you didn't earn anything?
我们男人哪里有配得这样去被另外一个人尊重。
This is not a government job or title or in the business world that someone works so hard to earn the place.
因为做丈夫的这样的一个位置不像是一个政府的官员，也不像一个工作地方的老板或经理。在那样的地方，每个人都要努力去工作，去换取赢得那样的地位。
You didn't earn any headship.
我们没有花任何的，没有花任何的努力去
赢得那样的地位。We just been given. The headship has been given by God. We didn't do anything.
我们成为妻子头这样的一个地位的话，是神白白的给我们的。
We have to understand this is a position we have to hold on and stand with trembling heart and reverent heart to the Lord.
我们必须要知道这样的一个地位，我们需要。恐惧战兢的来领受
，because the role we portray indicating how Christ loves His church.
因为 在世人看来，妻子丈夫和妻子的关系，也就是神和教会的关系。
Paul continues on saying, "Husbands, love your wives."
保罗继续说，做丈夫的，你们要爱你们的妻子。
It indicates, husbands, don't ask love from your wife. You are the one supposed to give love without any return and without any precondition.
好了，我想这里说的就是做丈夫的。不是要从太太里去讨得爱，而是去要给予爱，而且是无条件的给予爱。
Just like how Christ loves His church.
啊，就像教会是怎么样去爱教，基督怎么样去爱教会。
He loves us before we even know about Him, before we at the time we were even against our Lord.
我们知道基督耶稣他爱我们，在我们先爱他之前。
Ordinarily speaking, you know, some husbands are willing to die for their life during some crisis. They are willing to take the bullet for their wives.
啊，我们知道，其实一般来说，做丈夫的在一些生死关头的话，他真的是愿意为妻子去挡子弹。
However, they don't let their wives feel they have been loved in daily life.
啊，但他们却不知道如何在天天的生活当中去爱妻子。
Because men are very blunt, a very dumb.
啊，因为男人往往是非常粗心的动物。
Of course, Jesus understands men's weakness.
啊，当然我们知道耶稣他了解男人的软弱。
And therefore, he used his life to demonstrate, to show us, for us to follow and learn.
所以他用他的生命来做一个示范给我们看。
And therefore, he came down to this earth and go into the community, go into the village, go into people's world.
所以他来到我们的世，他进入我们的世界，他来到村庄，他来到社区。
He listens to our needs and cries.
他主动来听我们的需要的。
And he will ask us questions.
他也会问我们的问题。
So we will understand what's the true needs we ought to have.
这样的话，我们就可以发现我们自己真正的需要何在。
Then he provides, then he delivers, then he satisfies and fulfills our needs.
那然后的话，他来安慰我们，他来满足我们，他对我们有无条件的爱。
Brothers, do you understand this is a demonstration for us?
亲爱的弟兄们，你们能够意识到这是一个神为我们所预备的一个示范吗？
He demonstrates how a man should love.
他为我们示范我们。我们做丈夫的该如何去爱。
He demonstrates one should love without any reservation.
他告诉我们说，我们做丈夫的该如何去无保留的、毫无保留的爱。
He doesn't hold on to the position he had in heaven.
啊，他不眷恋在天上的地位。
He doesn't care the temptation of the glory of this world.
他也不为这个属世的荣耀所吸引。
And he's willing to lay down his body for the one he loves.
他愿意为了他所爱的教会牺牲摆上他的身体。
Brothers, are we willing to give up our position, glory, and body, and every other relationship on this world for our wives?
弟兄们，我们有没有这样的愿望，把自己的地位、把自己的荣耀、身体或者其他任何的人际关系放下，而选择对妻子的爱？
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
经常说，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
It is not talking about parents are not important. No, it does not say that.
不是说好像父母不重要。
It doesn't mean our job, our position in this world is not important.
啊，也不是说好像我们的工作或者我们的成就所拥有的东西不重要。
Doesn't mean wealth is not important. Doesn't mean raising children are not important.
啊，也不是说财富就不重要，也不是说小孩子不重要。
But he's talking about out of all of this, you should make your wife as a higher priority compared to all of this above.
他所说的是在这一切的事情上的优先次序。妻子应当是首位的。
Because wife is part of the husband.
因为妻子就是丈夫的一部分。
A wife said to his husband.
啊，有一次有一个太太对她的先生说。
She said to her husband, "Did you see the new neighbor just moving? And the husband always kiss his wife goodbye every morning."
啊，她说你有没有看见啊？我们这新来的一个邻居，这先生在上班之前的话都会亲吻他的太太。
And you didn't. Why don't you do it?
他说但是你却从来没有这样做，你为什么不这么做呢？
And husband replied, "Well, I don't think that's in a good form because I don't really know her."
但是丈夫就说啊，其实我不觉得这个这样做很好，因为我实在是不认识那位太太。
Yes, you know what, men, I believe many men do wish to truly devote to their wives and love their wives.
啊，我想有些弟兄他们真的也许是想去爱他的妻子。
However, there are many ways we can improve the way we convey our life, the expression of love.
但是在这个爱的表达方面，他们会有很多需要进步的空间。
And we need to be more sensitive to understand what our wives are talking about.
那我想做丈夫的应该对太太的需要有更深敏锐的理解。
But you know what? During each retreat, whenever we have a topic regarding the love relationship in marriage.
但是每次在一些退学会上，如果是有婚姻、爱情这样的讲座的话
，Do you know who attend those workshop the most？
你知道是谁去那样的讲座最多吗
？Husbands or wife？
是太太去的多还是先生去的多
？Wives， 80%。
我发现其实是姐妹去的多，大概60-80%都是姐妹。
And men have no interest。
但是做先生的好像对这个没有什么太大的兴趣。
Do you know this attitude is not biblical？
你知道吗？这样的态度其实是并不符合圣经的原则。
According to this scripture, it should be the man who attend such workshop.
而且，其实根据圣经的教导的话，应该是做先生的要去参加这样的。
No matter no wonder husbands feel that women are really hard to deal with as the years go by.
我想做先生的可能都有这样的感觉，觉得哇，这个女人真的是非常难的搞得明白。
Because we didn't really learn how to love.Our wife.
所以其实我们应该去真的去学习怎么样去爱自己的太太。
It is my wish, hopefully in the future when we hold such workshop, all the husbands can come.
是我的一个这样的一个愿望。我想我们以后如果有这样的讲座的话，我希望所有的先生、丈夫都愿意去参加。
Not only that, they are truly motivated. They are interested in this topic.
不单只去参加而已，他们而且能够表达出极大的兴趣。
And through this process, we can understand Christ more.
所以我们经过这样的一个过程的话，我们就可以了解基督的爱。
Loving wife itself is a very profound theological lesson.
其实去爱妻子，这本身就是一个非常深奥的一个神学的道理。
When we in business world, we study a market trend.
如果我们是在做生意的话，我们会要聊，我们去研究，去了解市场的动向。
If we are scientists, we will do many studies, try to get data out of the experiments we are doing.
如果我们是做科学研究的话，那么可以做很多的试验去了解一些物理的反应。
And yet, husbands, do you know we have a role we are supposed to understand our wife? Do we invest such time and energy try to understand the subject?
那我们做丈夫的知道吗？我们其实有这样的一个任务要去了解自己的妻子。我们有没有这样去花时间去了解去学习呢
？To a point, we are supposed to be able to read their mind.
其实到一个地步，我们好像能够完全能够真的是能够了解自己的太太所思所想。
No, when she raised her eyebrows.
当她睁开她的眼睛的时候。
When she turned.
当她转头的时候。
You are supposed to understand what does it mean.
你就应该能够了解它这代表了什么样的意义。
A married couple who have been married 40 years.
有一位结婚了40年的老夫妻，他们在谈话。
And the wife complained.Dear, you haven't been really close to me.
那做妻子就抱怨说，哎，你对他先生抱怨说，你没有以前那样对我好。
Don't you remember in the past you always sit very close to me and been very intimate to me?
他说你记得吗？以前的话，你总是很紧挨着我坐。
And the husband said that's easy. So immediately the husband moved his seat right next to the wife.
那这丈夫就说，这个非常好办。随即就移坐在这个太太的身边。
And the wife said, "You know, in the past, you always put your arm around me and truly embrace me."
这妻子就说那你以前的话会紧紧的拥抱我。
And the husband said, "You mean like this?"
那个先生说就是这样搂着吗
？And the wife continued, "Do you remember in the past how you caressed my hair and how you kissed my neck?"
他做妻子就说，那你记得吗？以前的话你是怎么样的？好像来闻我的这个景象。
And you even lightly bite my ears.
甚至于轻轻的咬我的耳朵。
And immediately, husband jumped up, as about to leave the room.
这个时候，这个做丈夫的就蛮跳了起来，就要走出这个房门。
And the wife asked, "Where are you going?"
妻子就说你到哪里去呢
？And the husband said, "I'm going to get my denture."
这个丈夫说我都去把我的假牙取了。
You know, husband, sometimes they couldn't really understand the message wives are trying to say.
我想有些时候做丈夫他没有办法能够真正的明白这个妻子在表达
的。And wives, please, for the benefit of your husband, please tell her exactly what you want so he may learn.
所以做妻子的真的是请你们把你们的真实的想法能够清楚明白的向你们的先生表达出来。
And man, let us learn.
对丈夫来说我们应该要学习。
Sometimes we couldn't love, we couldn't submit.
有些时候我们没有办法去爱，我们没办法去顺服。
Because we truly know the other party too well.
很多时候这是因为我们对对方了解实在是太深。
And now we need to understand the relationship between Christ and His church. There's a cross in between.
我们说我们要了解教会和基督的关系中间有一个十字架。
When we see our spouse.
当我们看到我们的配偶的时候
，We must also see the Lord behind our spouse.
我们必须要看到在我们的配偶的身后的是那位主。
We love and submit is out of reference for Christ.
我们不论是爱也好，或者是对我们或者顺服也好，都是因为爱我们后面的那位主。
There must be sacrifice and paying the price in your marriage relationship.
所以在我们的婚姻生活当中，我们必须要有牺牲。要来付出代价。
And you must understand and spend time to understand the other party's need.
所以你必须要花时间去了解对方的需要。
So you know in what area you ought to respect and submit.
所以你就知道在什么样的在哪些方面你需要有顺服。
Please don't create unnecessary struggle in your heart because sometimes there are areas the other party don't really care.
所以你要知道你不需要在你内心当中有些很多不必要的一些挣扎因为在有些方面你的配偶也许完全不在意
You need to learn
你必须要学习
In the same way, husbands, you need to understand in what area your wives demand your care and love
那做丈夫的也必须要了解在什么方面你的太太你的妻子需要你的爱
When we truly humbly take this two teaching by heart
当我们真的谦卑的把这两方面的教导放入我们心中的时候
Eventually, this two individual, your two individual will be mingled together.
那样的话这两个好像独立的个体就会合二为一
You are in me, I'm in you.
我在你里面你也在我里面
And your marriage will become the testimony for Christ and His church.
你们的婚姻也就会成为主与教会的见证。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we need you.
主啊，我们需要你。
We cannot submit.
我们没有办法靠着自己去顺服。
We cannot love.
我们也不知道怎么去爱。
It's only you.
只有你。
That will change and transform us.
可以转变我们。
Help our marriage.
帮助我们的婚姻
So you will be glorified.
因此你可以得到荣耀
In Jesus' name, amen.
我奉主耶稣的名祷告 Amen.